KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The FBI director says it reads like a Hollywood script, except that it's true. He's talking about a plot U.S. officials say they have unraveled. NBC's Andrea Mitchell has more.
An alleged $1.5 million plot to assassinate Saudi Arabia's ambassador Adel Al-Jaber, a veteran diplomat and King Abdullah's right-hand man, by blowing him up at an undetermined Washington restaurant.
The Justice Department accuses elements of the Iranian government of involvement in the plot. Israel's cabinet has approved a prisoner swap with a militant group, Hamas. It will bring home a captured Israeli soldier in exchange for more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. Senate Republicans have voted to kill President Obama's jobs bill. The president says he will now work to try to get individual elements of that program passed. Mitt Romney's campaign got an unexpected boost today in the form of an endorsement from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
My name is Marin, and I'm a psychic at California Psychics. As a clairvoyant, I'm able to see images. I can help you with love and relationships.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
The hiring process with California Psychics was intense. I was really surprised about the background check that they had me undergo. There were several test readings. It wasn't easy.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 800-PREDICT, 800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I see where relationships are headed and can answer the question, is this the person in the heart-to-heart connection you've been looking for?
The first 50 people who call will get an additional 5 free minutes. Call 800-PREDICT, 800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
Your voice, your opinions, heard round the world at www.kcaaradio.com. The station that leaves no listener behind, AM 1050, KCAA.
Welcome to In Tune With You. This is Linda Koss, and I want to thank you all for tuning in with us this evening. I also would like to thank SafeSkincare.tv for being our fabulous sponsor. If you'd like more information about how there's so many toxic, unsafe ingredients in our personal care products, go to SafeSkincare.tv. And find out for more information. We're at the time of the year where we're all joining in with all types of information about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or we can call it Breast Cancer Prevention Month or Healthy Breast Month, whatever it will do for you to open up and receive all this wonderful information that's there for everybody. And it's not just for women, it's for guys too, because guys do get breast cancer, unfortunately. And it also, the information that's coming out this month is also helping people who are affected by someone who does have breast cancer. So please go to safeskincare.tv and find out about personal care products and all the unsafe ingredients that are in our everyday products. It'll just amaze you. You know, we talk about how important it is for us to eat right in our environment and exercise, but no one really talks much about what's in our ingredients in our personal care products. So, again, go to safeskincare.tv and check it out. Again, welcome to my show. Each week, In Tune With You will help provide you with tools for more successful, happier, healthier, and wealthier you. I will talk with people locally to people across the nation. who are living their passion, what motivates them, what inspires them. Now think about this. These are individuals who are normal, everyday people who are successfully living their dreams. You know, so willing to share with you the tools that have helped them with their success and keep them successful. Each one has problems just like you and me, yet they still move forward no matter what. In fact, what type of business do they have and how can you benefit? My first guest is the world leader in educating, mentoring, and coaching people on practical conscious creation. Her newest book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, answers the question, what do I do now that I understand the law of attraction? Kind of funny when you think why you would need another step if you understand the law of attraction, but that's what we're going to find out today by this very inspiring, wonderful, energetic person. I'd love to welcome Jackie Lappin. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me. I'm really delighted to be here.
Oh, I am so happy to have you and your newest book, Practical Conscious Creation, with us this evening. I have so many questions for you. My first one, though, is were you always this in tune with yourself, or was this a result of life happening?
Well, it was a little bit of both, actually. I was a conscious creator from the time I was 11. When I told my parents I was going to be a sports writer, and there were no women sports writers. At 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. And 21, I was at the Associated Press. And 22, I was at the Washington Post.
For goodness sakes. And you wrote about all types of sports?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I was a feature writer mostly, though. But for me, you know, I visualized myself in the press box and, you know, working along with the players. I was consciously creating and not obviously understanding what I was doing until much later. But really, you know, and then I sort of got into the working world and I built a multinational, you know, a bi-coastal PR agency, very successful, world-class clients. And then I started delving into my own spirituality because I really wasn't figuring out why I wasn't as happy and as successful quite as I wanted to be. And so as I started to do that, I started reading many of the leaders in the world, and I started to see a pattern, and this was before The Secret. So I started to see a pattern of energy and how it manifested in our lives and what it did for us. And so out of that came my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, which was the number one bestseller on Amazon. And that book really was all about how to manage your personal frequency and how to consciously create your life rather than letting life happen to you. So as I got into this world more and more and more, I became more of a conscious creator. I became more involved in the day-to-day practice of, you know, knowing what I was doing with my life, with my energy that would predetermine what my life was about.
That's amazing. So you were pretty right on from the very get-go.
Well, you know, I'm a very intuitive person. That's a gift that I have, and I really feel that I sort of opened that channel and the information came forward to me. But I also saw cause and effect. I mean, it was very obvious when, you know, in my working world, when I did appropriately, I behaved in a moral manner. Money showed up. I was taken care of. When I did things that were a little more shady, not you know, illegal, but, you know, things that morally I would be, you know, questioned today, then I saw the results of that. And so now, and of course when I was, you know, fretting and worried and all of that, you know, things would just spiral further downward. And so, it just really became very apparent to me. And then when I started to put all this together, it was like connecting the dots.
You know Louise Hay, right?
Of course.
Okay. Well, she says that she's, after all these years of teaching, which has been, well, over 40 years, I would say, right? She's in her 80s, that she states that she's positive about 75-80% of the time. So with all her teaching, she still has her days.
Oh, I do too.
So that's for people to, it's important for people to realize, correct?
Absolutely.
Don't beat yourself up if you have a bad day.
Well, but here's what this is all about. This is about the tools to shift out of that bad day. Because, and to recognize that, uh-oh, it's me. See, what we're really talking about here, if I can briefly explain it, is that all of us put out energy. You know, our bodies are energy, but so are our thoughts and emotions. They're waves of energy. And what we're doing is we're vibrating at different levels. And when we vibrate in a low range, that's fear and anxiety and worry and disappointment and distrust, then we're putting that out of the world, and it's coming back to us because we're attracting like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, essentially, that's when life gets difficult, and you find that you have trouble with your relationships, with money, et cetera, et cetera. That's like driving a car with the brakes on. But if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love and compassion and joy and trust and gratitude and all those other kinds of one things, you're vibrating at the level of love, which is the universe's level. That's where the universe vibrates, at love. So if you're vibrating at that level, then what happens is all kinds of wonderful things. The doors open, synchronicities happen, your life gets easy, things just happen to fall into place, and here's the really fun part, when you are consciously creating what you want, it happens very fast, or at least faster.
Wait, now, you say conscious creating. What does that mean?
Well, that means, and what that means is visualizing with emotion what it is that you want to have happen. So you sit down and you say, okay, I want to experience this, this, this. So you visualize that as if it was already happening, like you're in the middle of it. And then you also experience the emotion of it, because it's your emotions that are the express mail to the cosmic post office. So,
that's cute.
It responds to you to you specifically very fast. So you want to be in that mode of happiness, joy, love, whatever it is that you want to be feeling, because that's what speeds up your manifesting, your conscious creation to happen. So, but here's the real key. Many of the people tried this, but they found, after they saw it on The Secret, but it didn't work for them. But here is why. Because if you are not vibrating in the high range, if you're vibrating in the low range, you're actually countermanding what the universe is understanding. So in other words, here you're trying to put out these high vibration ideas, but your emotions, these negative thoughts are actually counterbalancing. So you have to raise your personal frequency, change and shift into a positive framework, and then when you try to manifest, you'll start seeing things happen.
That's interesting, because you'd think that a person would want to be high frequency, high vibrating 24/7. And then you find out you have a high vibration day and you wake up the next morning and for some reason you're so low.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of factors. But most important is allowing ourselves to wallow in whatever it is that's out there that we think is, you know, whatever we think is when we're recriminations about ourselves, you know, we're not good enough, where, you know, somebody else has done something in the world that distresses us, or we feel we're being put upon. The truth of the matter is when you begin to, when you understand you are responsible for what you experience, you have a choice to raise your frequency. If you do not do that, then it's your responsibility. You're going to experience whatever it is that you are actually unconsciously manifesting. So essentially, when you learn that you can manage your personal frequency, you are no longer a victim.
Boy, that makes such simple sense, and that's very empowering. Yet, again, we get off course so often that it gets frustrating.
Well, and there's lots of easy ways to learn to manage your frequency. My first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, has 25 guiding universal principles to teach you to do that. But there's some very quick things that you can do just to shift out of a bad mood. And that's things like I have 280 beautiful roses. And so I go out literally and smell the roses. But you can go exercise. You can listen to music. You can go out in nature. You can play with your kids. Whatever gives you an upper. That's what you want to do, to just shift out of that bad attitude.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's great. What are the 7 steps to consciously creating your life?
Well, the first one is you accept responsibility for your own life and begin taking charge, what we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The second is to access your current frequency, your vibrational level, and recognize how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life. Because we all do it, and you'll know when you're doing it. You just have to check in and see it. The third thing is begin the process of personal frequency management, which is the taking of the steps to raise your frequency, to shift out of that bad, saying, I'm not going there. I'm going to look at this differently. I'm going to feel, you know, I'm going to get myself into a place of feeling good. I'm going to remember something wonderful. I'm going to be in gratitude for something. Just get out of the negative. And then the fourth one is begin, decide what you want to experience in your future with clarity, because, you know, the universe can't respond to ambiguity. Set your intentions, and then this is where you start consciously creating future. Now, the fifth step is where we talk about commencing the visualization process, and we just discussed how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the sixth step is become an actionary. You have to start taking the steps. Once you take the steps, you'll see things happen for you. My firm belief is that the universe is actually conspiring in my behalf. Most of the time, people think the world is against them. But actually, if you allow it, the universe will actually conspire in your behalf to make things absolutely work out right. There's an article, and Practical Conscious Creation is 70 different small little articles. So it's real bite-sized, easy stuff to deal with. And in one of those articles, we talk about the fact that, you know, what you do when you actually take that commitment, when you move forward, you don't necessarily have to know where you're going, but it's like the movie, you know, image where you got your Indiana Jones, he's being chased by the bad guys, he gets to the big chasm, and he wants to get over that chasm, but there's no bridge. And some wise and little creature walks up and says, take the first step. And, you know, and then he takes the first step. And then it appears, and then the next one appears, and then the next one appears until he's over the chasm. Well, that's the way it is. When you start taking the first step and take, you know, acting on your behalf, then the universe will actually help you. You'll get guidance. You'll get opportunities. You'll be, you know, you'll see where to go next. So, but you got to get off the couch to do that.
No, that's a good idea. Action is so important. Would it be best to read your first book
before
your second?
I feel that they're a companion. You can actually step into the second book, you know, and you're going to get great value out of it. But the first book really is a companion book, and it gives you more tools to deal with. So you can read them in either order, or you could just read them, you know, or you could read the first one and then the second. But a lot of this, the stuff that I just talked about, is really covered in the first book. The second book is part seven in the seven steps to consciously creating your life. Incorporate practical conscious creation practices in everything you do. And those practices are the values that are associated with being a conscious creator. Those are the things that allow us to vibrate high, you know, being forward-thinking, passionate, expressive, serene, letting go, all of these things, and I can get into in more detail. But once you really start living those values on a day-to-day basis, then you really become a better, faster manifester. And I really find it very Pavlovian, because once you start doing it, it feels so good, you want to do more of it.
Oh, that's what I would think. That's why I'm surprised when you do get that down vibration, it's hard sometimes, a lot of times, to get out of it, even though you know how good it feels to be in the higher vibration.
Well, and you know, you have to be aware and you have to be conscious, because when you realize that for example, when I'm having one of my days, when I come in here with a big knot in my stomach, I guarantee you that's when my computer goes out.
Yeah.
I mean, I can feel it. I can feel my energy. I can also feel what happens when I've been focusing on something and I'm intense, et cetera, and I finished it. And now I can literally feel my energy lift. And then all kinds of things start to flow. The goal here is to be in flow. And when I allow my energy to be in a high vibration, and I let things flow, and I don't get uptight about them, and I say, okay, well, you know, that's what the, you know, where is one of the articles in here is a really good one, is how to change your perspective. So let's assume that you have an experience that you might assume to be something negative. Well, there are like 20 different questions on this article that, you know, you can ask yourself to reframe it to a positive. You know, what can I learn from this? What can I learn that I can use to serve other people? What can I learn that is going to change how I do this thing the next time? You know, all kinds of different positive ways to reframe an experience into a flowing, high vibrational way. But anyway, when I actually know that I am, you know, when I go into one of those funks and I think, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I going to experience tomorrow if I don't shift this now? And I firmly get, you know, clear on the fact that I know the consequences are going to be if I don't get out of this. It is both a joy to be in that state, but it's also a great responsibility that you know that you are the one who can actually create what it is that you're going to experience.
Mm.
So, you know, you just say, okay, you get in the habit. That's what Practical Conscious Creation is all about. There are all these different little articles on everything from trust and expansion, wealth and prosperity. By the way, you can download that chapter on my website, JackieLappin.com. Conscious living, compassion, love, romance and relationships, business health, happiness and peace, clarity, personal expression. All of these are different kinds of, you know, the little bite-sized pieces of information of practical things you can do, little practices, rituals, you know, attitudes that you can hold that will, in fact, help you get into the frame of mind where you get into alignment and you begin flowing and then you become a better, faster manifester.
That's great. We're talking with Jackie Lappin. She is the author of Practical Conscious Creation, and you can buy her book on Amazon.com. In fact, isn't it the hot seller, the new hot seller list on Amazon.com?
Yes, I'm very,
awesome.
Very excited. It was number one hot new title last week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
In fact, when you go to her website, JackieLappin.com, and her last name is spelled L-A-P-I-N, JackieLappin.com, you can download a free chapter, right, of the Money Tree?
Well, actually, you get the chapter, but you can also download, there's a wonderful little exercise that I do that's a video tip. There's several video tips on this website. And that is where you can actually download this wonderful visualization you can do to keep you in a state of abundance. And you go to practicalconsciouscreation.com, hit the drop-down button, and you'll find your little visual of a money tree to remind you of how abundant you can be when you seed that little money tree in your tummy.
Wow. So it's actually, you have two websites then. One is JackieLappin.com and the other one is PracticalConsciousCreation.com.
They kind of go to the same place.
They do. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And they can download the visualization to help us keep on track. Gosh, that is great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That is awesome.
And you, we went over some of the chapters that Practical Conscious Creation has. What would you say is your favorite?
I love the Trust and Expansion chapter because it really goes to the heart of the tools that you need to release and allow surrender to the universe that is guiding and supporting you. Because so many people have trouble with that. They want to be in control, and this gives them the tools to let go and let the universe guide you.
Mm, that's exciting. I can't wait to read it all.
Thank you.
I want to stay highly vibrated all the time. So actually it sounds like you're building a good relationship with your vibration.
Yes, that
your
is
energy.
Wonderful the way you express it. I would say yes, that's very true.
Okay, well that's great. And what would you say some of the things have consciously created and how has it changed your life?
Well, you know, I was able to pay off my home, which is wonderful. I consciously created a free vacation. I asked the universe for a free vacation, and a girlfriend called and said, "Hi, we just built a house in the Bahamas. You want to come stay a week?"
Oh.
One of my favorites. But my very favorite is I really wanted to share my roses with people, and so I wanted to put my house on the Westlake Garden Tour. I knew nobody at that organization. A woman is walking by my house one day, and she said, "Would you like to put your house on the Westlake Garden Tour?"
Oh.
And those kinds of things happen all the time to me.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Also, Jackie, once you start consciously creating, how long does it take for it to actually physically to appear?
Well, you know, it's no telling. One, you have to remember it's all in divine timing. It's not necessarily in your timing. But I do find that, you know, when you're doing this, things start to happen more quickly. So I can't tell you exactly, but you start to see the signs. You'll start to see the signs.
That is exciting. And how did it feel? I know we have to wrap up, but I'm just curious, how long did it take you to write the book, and how did you feel as you were writing it?
Well, this book particularly is basically a compendium of my newsletter columns over 3 years. I do a newsletter every other week, and people can kind of sign up for it, also our manifesting tips today. And this just kind of coalesced. It came together thematically where I could just group them in a way that it just really flowed. So for me, but I have written other books where I've actually had to sit down, but I'm pretty fast because I write for a living. And so, like, I wrote the first book, Under a Tree, on weekends in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
My favorite place to commune with nature.
Oh, that's great. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And remember, her books are awesome. As you hear, you can buy them on Amazon.com. Go to JackieLappin.com. Download her visualization to help you along the way. Buy her books. Don't go away. When we return, we are going to talk with Maura Shepherd. This is Linda with InTune with you.
One, two.
Touchdown, Redlands!
KCAA, the Inland Talk Express, presents University of Redlands football. This Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., the Bulldogs take on Claremont College, live from Zinda Field in Claremont. I'm Mitch McClellan. Join Brett Malik and me as the Bulldogs meet the Stags in a SCIAC conference game. University of Redlands football broadcasts are brought to you by Gallagher Jewelers and Finishing Touch Engraving, the Bulldog Bench, Casino Pasta Sauce, CasinoSauce.com, the Gourmet Pizza Shop in historic downtown Redlands, and Ukiah Cala Mesa. Visiting Angels of Redlands,
Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont,
Storage West,
Inland Empire 66ers Baseball,
and DTM Painting. That's Bulldog football action this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, live from Claremont, on your home for University of Redlands football, KCAA, 1050 AM, the Inland Talk Express.
Today is Saturday. Ha. Today is Saturday.
Yeah. Salad on Saturday.
Children eat well and move a lot, and move a lot, and move a lot, eat well and move a lot.
60 minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day.
Skip a rope Saturday, freeze tag Friday, tap dance Thursday,
phone games Wednesday, dry veggie Tuesday, let's move Mondays with a sweet Sunday.
Eat well and move a lot.
Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
KCAA Radio, AM 1050. Hey, tell a friend. AM 1050.
One, two.
Welcome back. This is Linda with In Tune with You. Hey, have you heard there's a spooky hayride going on in the Corona area? I mean, if you want to get scared, it sounds like it's going to be a good one. It's going on every weekend until the end of this month. So I would say that it would be the last weekend of October. It will go on until the end of, I think it's like the 30th is the Sunday. But it's called Coffin Creek Haunted Village in Corona. And you can go get to it by going to thingstodointhinlandempire.com. But you look at the pictures, it's very dark. They don't start until it's 7 o'clock in the evening. You go on the hayride, and these people come out looking like Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger, and you got to go. I can't wait. I haven't seen it, but it scares me just looking at their website. So, again, it's called Coffin Creek Haunted Village in Corona. With that, I am excited to introduce my next guest. She began by spending 20 years as an award-winning journalist, publicist, and performer. And then it stopped cold in 1997 when a back injury left her unable to sit, stand, or walk. She spent 7 years in bed. Fast forward, today she walks for miles along the beach near her Marina Del Rey home and enjoys an active social life. So what happened? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to speak with Moira Shepherd, Miracles with Moira. Hi, Moira. How are you?
I'm very well, Linda. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am doing very well. Thank you so much for being on my show this evening. What in the heck happened? How did you hurt your back?
Well, I hurt my back on a job heavy lifting.
Oh.
It was just taking a mailing out at the end of the day one day. I lifted up a box. I felt a little snick, no pain in my spine. Left because it was the end of the day, walked home, walked to the beach for a beer, and noticed I was having trouble sitting. I just wasn't comfortable, so I went home, went to bed at 6:30 at night, which was unheard of. I was a real night owl. And I woke up at 3:30 in the morning with this pain in my spine, as if somebody had been digging in it with a jackhammer. It was horrific and pounding and painful, and the worst part was that I couldn't move. I could not move. I was trapped in my body. I was terrified, and I had no phone by the bed at that time. I found that if I moved like a millimeter at a time, I could move just that much and then take it slow and breathe and move a little bit more. If I tried to move faster, the body just went into lockdown. After 4 hours, I made it to the phone in the living room. Called the emergency room, and I began this journey into the medical world that included 5 surgeries. They all failed. I had near-fatal complications from one of them, a blood clot that nearly took me out. It was immense.
Mm.
And after about 4 years of this and just still not being able to sit, stand, or walk, I finally summed up the courage to ask the doctors the question that I wasn't really sure I wanted to know the answer to. I said, is my life always going to be like this? 4 walls and seeing you guys once a month when my father drives me over to the doctor's office? And they said, well, yeah. We've used your spine. There's nothing left to do. So part of me just went, oh, I don't know if I want to go on. I got so depressed. It was terribly distressing, and yet there was some little voice inside of me, very small and dim, that said, thank you for sharing your opinion. I'm going to go get well now. It was almost like by being turned back on my own resources by the doctor saying, you know, we can't do anything. As your medical team, we are just, you know, we're done. I realized that if I was going to heal, it was going to be up to me. So I started seeing alternative healers. I began with a hypnotherapist who showed me in the very first session how to control the pain with my mind. And this got me so excited because by this time I'd been on like 8 Vicodin a day for 6 years. I had a brain like cotton candy.
Oh.
I could barely crawl from one thought to another. It just wasn't functioning. And so I, as soon as I got home from that first appointment where I learned how to control the pain with my mind, I called my doctors and said, how fast can you get me off the Vicodin? So they put me on a taper down program. Fortunately, I was only physically addicted rather than emotionally addicted.
Mm-hmm.
So within 3 months, I was completely off narcotic painkillers. And I started having a functional brain again. It was more like a brain and less like cotton candy. So I started getting really restless. I still could hardly sit, stand, or walk because even though a significant part of the pain was gone, I had, like, no muscle tone.
Mm.
I had no strength. I had no stamina from all that time in bed. But I got really restless. I wanted to be productive somehow. I just couldn't sit there and watch old movies and listen to radio dramas and embroider anymore. Oh. I had to do something. So I got an appointment with a vocational rehabilitation counselor who said, there's this thing called the Internet that happened while you've been away.
My!
And so through the miracle of phone, fax, and email, I was able to attend college online, retraining online with UCLA, and learning a new skill set about a different kind of nonfiction writing, about HTML and all this other stuff. And I just thought, well, I'll just start a freelance copywriting business because I'd made my living as a writer for many years. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to nail this thing down and start making cold calls. I was living in Venice at the time. There were like 400 graphic agencies and commercial agencies around me in like a square mile. So I just thought, you know, well, what if they say no? And I thought, well, I nearly died. If I can get through that, I think I can survive if somebody says no to me. There's 400 other agencies in the phone book. I'll just keep going till someone says yes.
Funny how those things change.
Yeah, it's remarkable how your perspective changed.
Uh-huh.
Something that would have been terrorizing for me before was just like, oh, well, I guess I can overcome that. That fear of rejection, it's hardly
paralyzing. Signified. Mm-hmm.
So I started making cold calls and getting clients and was able to just, you know, interview them by phone. I never had to meet anybody. Nobody ever knew my physical condition. There was no need. I could be invisible, and that was really what I wanted. But I started feeling a yearning for community. So I thought, well, maybe it's time for the invisibility to come to an end, although I don't really want anybody to look at me while I'm like this. I'm lonely. I'd like to meet other people. So I found an all-women's spiritually-oriented networking group that had a meeting a mile from my house. Well, that was about twice as long as my driving range. I could drive for about a half mile by that point. But I figured if I could lie down at the other end, which I'd have to do anyway because there's no way I could sit through the meeting. So I called the people who organized it and explained the situation. They said, oh, please come. Well, you can lay out in the middle of the floor. We'll wait on you hand and foot. We don't care. Just please come. So I went to the event, and they were lovely, and the woman who headed the organization set up my chaise lounge for me to lie down on with her own two hands after with a million things she had to do. And then she gave me a hug.
Aww.
And I felt like I'd been welcomed back to the human race. After going through all of this alone for so many years, to suddenly be in a room with 80 people, 80 strangers, I'll tell you, it was pretty scary.
Well, that would
terrifying.
Be overwhelming.
I felt self-conscious.
So many people get anxiety where they can't leave the house, and you were able to, after all those years, to be able to go into a room of 80 people. I give you a lot of credit.
Thank you. I guess it just got to the point where the pain of loneliness was greater than my fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Once again. And so I went there, and I was still feeling, you know, kind of like a jerk. Here I am laying down while all the big people, all the grown-ups are sitting on big chairs looming over me. And then a woman came over to me halfway through the event in one of the breaks, and she said, you know, you are so inspiring to me.
Mm.
You are obviously the most committed woman in the room. I don't know what it took for you to get here, but I'm so glad you came. And that really turned it around for me. Suddenly, instead of feeling like a self-conscious fool, I realized I could be an inspiration to somebody. And that really lit up something in me. It was a few months later that I had this miraculous healing. I just woke up out of a sound sleep at 4:30 in the morning, just sitting straight up in bed, realizing, I have to get out of bed. I have to start helping to heal the world.
Oh.
It was like I couldn't get out of bed to get back to my own little life, but to be of service, a greater vision of what was possible for me and what could be possible for others if I just got a grip and got out of bed. That got me up and moving again. So I started training in all different kinds of healing techniques, mostly to heal myself, because I knew then, you know, as a longtime journalist, that if I got up on a stage on my chaise lounge and said, I can help you heal, I'd be laughed off the stage. And rightly so. To have credibility, I needed to be 100% well. And so I set about learning all these different techniques, and a lot of them are based in quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the power of observation, the power of intention, intuitive healing, energy healing. And the more I did, the better I got, and the better at it I got. And I couldn't tell you when I passed the point of believing that it worked into just knowing that it worked. But it's gotten to that point, and that's really essential, because one of the things I learned in all of my trainings is that it is the healer's confidence that is 100% responsible for the success of the session. The more confidence the healer has, it communicates itself to the people who you're working with, and so they in turn feel like, okay, this one really knows what she's doing. I think this could work. And that opens it up to work even more. And so I really
like what you said, that believing went into knowing, and that could work with anybody.
Absolutely. Jeez, if I could do this, anybody could do this. I was very intellectual. I was very cerebral. I was very cynical and skeptical when I, you know, ended up with my back injury. And I've really come to be what I could only call a woman of faith, and it hasn't been a fast process. I didn't just decide to, I'm going to have faith, I'm going to believe in this one day, and then I never had a doubt again. I have doubts nearly every day. And yet I give more credence to what is now my long history of success in this work and less credence to the fears and doubts and whisperings of a moment. I put my focus on what I have seen, the evidence that I have that this kind of work, this kind of healing actually works. And so it's like you build your muscle of trust a day at a time, a decision at a time.
What is quantum physics or quantum relationships? What is that?
Essentially, it's getting to the fundamental layer of existence. And in the quantum field, there is no matter. There is nothing of substance or form. There aren't even atoms. It's just space and particles and waves and the vibration and frequency of love, divine love, universal love, divine power. It is the sum total of all consciousness, your consciousness, my consciousness, the consciousness of you, the listener, the consciousness of all the people on the earth, the consciousness of the earth itself, the consciousness of the sun, because everything has consciousness. And so when you connect into that fundamental layer of being, of consciousness, you tap into infinite love, which is infinite power, which is something that you can direct with the power of intention, with the power of focus, and transform what you observe. The quantum physicists observed many times over the years, for instance, that when they would go to locate a particular particle in space, the moment they looked at it, the particle began to change. They also noticed that some particles appeared to be linked together, even though they were eons apart in time and space. If they looked at one, its partner would start to change, even though they didn't even look at it. And so we realize that when we, by the power of observation, by the power of witnessing, you can bring transformation into being in an easy, organic, instantaneous way. So I find that when I use my intuitive capabilities, which have gotten to be quite a bit greater than they were at the beginning, simply because of daily practice and use, that when I intuitively observe something using the eyes, as it were, looking at someone's problems, the energy of someone's issues, the consciousness of someone's concerns, and I look at them through the eyes of unconditional love, that alone causes it to transform.
And this is what you do for people?
Yeah. Yes. I've worked with many different techniques, and they've all kind of melded into a unique amalgam. I don't even have a name for it, but the more I do it, the simpler it is, and the faster and easier and more effective it is.
What happens in a session with you? Is this something you do over the phone?
Yes, I work with people by phone. I work with people by Skype. I have a lot of overseas clients, so it's great that we can look at each other on Skype video. We can see each other's faces. Or, you know, if they're in the States, we can do that too. So we can still have that eye-to-eye connection. But I don't even have to be in the room with them. I've also worked with several people who do not speak English on the other side of the world. I do what are called distant sessions on them by connecting my consciousness with their consciousness and observing what is in there. Usually there's an English-speaking relative or friend who says, this is the problem they need help with. So I'll go in and ask the consciousness, so what's up with that? What is going on here? So I'll start by talking with a person and asking them, What's going on with you? What's the problem? How long has this been going on? How is this a problem for you? How do you think that got started? And they may or may not know, because very often these problems that come from something deeply rooted at the unconscious level or at the genetic level, our DNA, the influence of our ancestors, influences us a great deal. It's almost like there is a biological basis, a biological form of immortal life, of eternal life, because your ancestors and all their experiences, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, choices, patterns, programs live on in your DNA. So I work with a lot of people's DNA and their imprinting. But basically, we'll look at the problem, see what it's the problem about, why it's the problem. Usually they have a big laundry list of, well, I've got this and 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 this, and I hope it's not too much. No problem. No problem. No big deal. So it's not, I mean, it's a big deal. Of course, the problems are an enormous deal. They're huge. They're immense. But what I've come to see is that there is usually one unifying issue underneath all of those symptoms or problems, that once I clear that, all the problems fall away. So I don't have to dig individually on each one. That takes a long time. I mean, that's why I learned this kind of work. I figured if I was going to help people heal, they probably didn't want it to take 7 years like it took me. They'd like results a little faster than that. So my mission has definitely been to find what is the quickest, fastest, easiest, most painless, elegant way to do this. And what I found is stuff based in quantum physics, that is connecting with the unified field of love, is by far the fastest, easy, and most elegant way to work. So I'll look at the unifying issue with the eyes of unconditional love, and it starts to change and transform. And intuitively, I will see things unwinding from their DNA. I will see neural pathways that have been engraved on their brains from years and years of repeated experience, like people who have been abused. They come to expect abuse. They, on the unconscious level, equate abuse with love. If somebody treats them well in love, they'll get kind of suspicious and uncomfortable. When are you going to stop being nice? When are you going to start being mean to me? Because that's, if they really loved me, they'd hit me. If they really loved me, they'd yell at me, because that's what their experience of love has been. So that's what they expect. So that is what they get. We get what we expect because we create our own reality. To put it another way, it is done unto you as you believe. If you believe that love is abuse, love is hurt, love is abandonment, love is neglect, that is what you will experience, even though there are any number of potential partners for you in the world who will love you, honor, cherish you, treat you, never speak a harsh word to you, but you can't find them or see them because that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for
so
a repetition.
True. Now, you offer a free complimentary phone consultation for anybody?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to explain that to our listeners?
Sure. If you would like to email me at Moira, M-O-I-R-A, at Moira Shepherd, M-O-I-R-A, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, I will email you back asking you, what is your time zone? What are good times to call? What is a good phone number for me to reach you? And we will set up a 15-minute appointment where I will call the person at wherever they are in the world and at a mutually convenient time. And usually I ask them before we do the session, think about one thing you'd like to work on. And so we'll focus on their money issues or their problems with love, their problems with their partner, their problems with their health. And I will go and look at what is the unifying issue, because if it's true that how you do anything is how you do everything, if you experience lack of money, you're probably also experiencing lack of love and lack of health, right?
That's true. I never thought of it that way, but yeah, so you're definitely right.
You can do an amazing amount of stuff in 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
And there's no charge, no obligation, no sales pitch, because I figure, you know, if giving you an experience of the work doesn't do it, nothing I say is going to change your mind. And if giving you an experience of the work works for you, well, let's do more if you're so inclined.
Oh, that's
way,
great.
Fine with me.
Do you want to give out your website for people to contact you also? And plus, you have so many great articles to share.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My website is www.miracles, miracles with an S, miracleswithmoira.com. That's M-O-I-R-A. And if you go to my website, you can sign up for my free weekly newsletter. There are several free audio things that you can download. And there are a couple of places on the website, on the front page, and a couple of other places where you can email me directly to request your complimentary session. It would be a delight and an honor to work with you, because I'm really committed to helping you have a better life. You deserve
well,
it.
Thank you so much for sharing your amazing story, and thank you so much for being on my show. And
thank
don't
you,
go away. I'll be right back. This is Linda with In Tune with you.
One, two.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little One at Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing Your Home, Childproofing Your Yard, Childproofing Your In-Laws Home and Yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ag Council.
Openness, honesty, responsibility, results. It's what we expect and want from our government. And California Forward is working hard to make sure state and local governments hold themselves to a higher standard. But we need your help. Get involved. Start talking with your local leaders. And listen to the California Forward radio show every Friday at 1 p.m. on KCAA 1050 AM. Join the discussion at cafwd.org/Facebook to like us and stay on top of reform issues that affect you.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back,
ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with the get-up?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over. Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those tests. For a list of tests you need, go to ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
They should write this budget on toilet paper, because that's really all it's good for.
Where's free enterprise gone, you know? The free part of it is definitely gone.
They're going after the governor who's created more jobs, and he created half the jobs that were created in this country in June. Cutting through the political spin with real facts, real talk, and real issues. It's not the right side, not the wrong side. It's the real side with Joe Messina, right here, weekdays, 2 to 3 p.m.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock. It doesn't matter. There's always something for you right here on KCAA Radio.
One, two.
welcome back. This is Linda with Intune with you. Hey, what are you doing Sunday, October 23rd? Why don't you join me at Glen Ivy Hot Springs? They're having their very first Women's Health Day, and it's going to be amazing. It is their first annual Women's Health Day. This is an all-day event. We'll feature various speakers like me, classes and presentations in some way support the physical, mental, and spiritual health of women. And Glen Ivy will donate $10 from every regular price spa admission purchased on October 23rd to Casa de Paz, a shelter and transitional living facility for battered women in the Inland Empire area. And there's going to be so many wonderful people there aside from me. I'll be there with Inland Empire Woman Magazine and South Bay Woman Magazine, and I'll be talking about my experience with breast cancer. But it's not just for breast cancer. It's for all different, health from the inside out. There's going to be Tai Chi, Kundalini Yoga, cooking demos, fitness, Theta Healing, Emotional Freedom Techniques, Touch Drawing, and, of course, the wonderful spa. Again, that is Sunday, October 23rd, and you'll be helping out this wonderful shelter for women, for battered women in the Inland Empire. I also want to thank my guest, Jackie Laffin, for all the two wonderful books that she has written, and to purchase her book, First Practical Consciousness Creation, Practical Consciousness Creation, go to JackieLaffin.com, or you can certainly go to Amazon.com and purchase it there. And it's helping you take the law of attraction, apply her practical conscious creation, and make it work for you the way you'd like to see it. And then Maura Shepherd, MiraclesWithMaura.com, and she has so many wonderful articles to help you through whatever you need with life. She works on quantum physics, quantum relationships, and you heard her story. She went from being bedridden basically for 7 years to finally being able to work on her healing, to get her health back to where she could walk again and walk for miles. And she took what she learned, and she's helping others across the world, helping them find their place where they can heal and be able to have the life that they so desire. So please contact her by going to her website, MiraclesOfMaura.com, and check out InlandEmpireWoman.com. We will be coming out with our first edition very soon, and we have a great upcoming event at Soleil Bistro, and that will be in Corona off of Horse Thief Canyon. For more information, you can email me, Linda, at southbaywoman.com, or you can call me, area code 310-318-4203, and this will be on Wednesday, October 26th, and we're going to have free samples of their wonderful healthy food, and bring your cards to go networking, bring your dollars, because we're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and half the proceeds will go to a nonprofit, and the other half will go to that lucky ticket holder. If you have a business, please bring a door prize, because it's a super way to really bring your business to the next level of exposure. Again, that is Wednesday, October 26th. You can call me, Linda, at 310-318-4203, or email me, Linda, at southbaywoman.com. And for more information, you certainly can go to inlandempirewoman.com. And you all, thank you all so much for listening to this show. Have a great week. Remember, you're worth it.
Say we KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
When you want the best performance for your vehicle, think only of Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, right off the I-10 and 60 freeways. Check out Scott's complete list of performance products on their website at hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers can recommend ways for your car or truck to get better gas mileage and cut down on emissions. Need to get your car or truck to pass smog only? Call Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont. Find out all your questions on vehicle performance by logging on to hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, hdrinfo.com.
Welcome to Isla Earth. I don't know if Santa Claus ever collected seeds, but one of his neighbors sure does. About 200 miles from the North Pole, the United States is building an Arctic seed vault. When completed, the Svalbard seed vault will hold backup seeds, copies you could say, from almost every one of the world's 1.5 million crop strains. The popular press calls it a doomsday vault, but its frozen locale looks more like a place where St. Nick is setting up shop. Carrie Fowler, head of the Global Crop Diversity Trust, likens the site to a global insurance policy. And what a secure policy! The vault sits at the end of a long tunnel inside an Arctic mountain. The temperature will be a chilly minus 18 degrees Celsius, perfect for preserving seeds. Dry and very cold, no rot, no mold. Just a deep freeze. The need for such a place has never been greater. Local seed banks can disappear in an instant, like the one lost to Indonesia's Typhoon Durian or others lost to war. Let's just hope there's never a need for Santa to deliver presents from Svalbard. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.